Well, after a promising start to the Tour de France last month, Dan Martin's chances of the King of the Mountains jersey and a high GC finish were derailed by illness. This weekend, the third of the year's Grand Tours, the Vuelta a España, kicks off with a team time trial from Villanova de Arosa in Galicia, with 13 of the 21 stages of the race being mountain stages. This one may suit him even more than a pretty mountainous tour did. And Dan Martin joins me on the line now. Dan Martin, good morning to you.
How are you? Hey,
How's the training been going?
Yeah, not too bad. Since the tour, obviously, I got really sick the last week of the tour. And I was, it took me about 10 days to actually recover. I was coughing up green stuff and whatnot. I did a bit of training, but then I actually looked at the route for the Vuelta a España. I realised that the third week is the crucial week, and it's really important to arrive in the first week very fresh. So I've really got no idea how my form is at the moment. I haven't raced before, obviously, and I haven't done much hard training either, really. So essentially, the big goal for me is the World Championships. I'm going to use this race, the Tour of Spain, to prepare for that. And it's definitely the best preparation possible to do 3 weeks hard racing. So, yeah, I expect to be good in the last week. The first week, I might struggle a bit, but I'm prepared for that.
It is a race this year for climbers, though, isn't it? I mean, this is the best chance you would have, in recent years anyway, of a podium finish at the Vuelta.
Yeah, well, obviously, if I was in top form, that would be the case. But I'm going to take it very much the same as I did the Tour de France and just go and take it day by day. And if I can come away with a stage win, it'll be a success. I'm very, very relaxed about it, and I'm not feeling much stress as far as riding general classification. Obviously, I'm going to do my best, but there's no pressure, and I've already had a great season. So anything from here on in is a bonus. But, yeah, for me, obviously, the most important thing is to get through this race and prepare for the World Championships.
Are you actually are you definitively the team leader this time, Dan?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, I'm definitely the only guy in general classification for the team. We've got Tyler Farrar here for the sprints. But the team is going to be at my service, I guess you'd say, for the 3 weeks. So that's also a new experience for myself. I mean, I've led a team in a Grand Tour before in the 2011 Tour of Spain. But this is definitely have eight guys here supporting me. It's going to be a new experience, and I'm looking forward to it as well. Looking forward to taking over the responsibility.
I don't think you've ever done two Grand Tours in a season, so that in itself is going to be a new experience.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's why I'm very fresh. You know, I'm trying to. I've basically just rested since the Tour de France and taken it very easy, just relaxed, Corona. Spent a lot of time by the pool, and it's been a good 5 weeks. It's gone way too quickly than I wanted it to go. But I'm hitting the race very mentally fresh and hopefully physically fresh, and we'll see what we can do.
But it's still not ideal preparation, or hasn't been ideal preparation for you, has it?
No, I was very tired after the tour, you know, so I think during the tour, going into the Vuelta, I've got no idea how my body's going to have reacted to the tour. So as you say, it's the first time I've ever done two Grand Tours, so I don't even know if my body's capable of doing two Grand Tours in a season. So that's why it's a big question mark over how I'm going to go over the next 3 weeks. But as I say, I've got no pressure, and I'm just going to enjoy. I love this race. It's a really great race to ride. It's really enjoyable. I love I love this country. So hopefully just try and pick up a few results along the way. But it's more about preparing for the last part of the season.
One of the things that would mitigate against you doing, you know, winning on GC or a podium finish would be if there were major time trials. There's a team time trial, there's one individual time trial, but that's on a fairly hilly route, so you must be looking forward to that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely a course this year, but the course only suits you if you've got good legs. And you need a lot of good luck and good legs to come out in the general classification in front. We'll see how it goes. I don't really think I've got a strong enough team to really aim for the general classification, the overall win. I'm definitely an outsider for the podium and the top 10 or whatever. But as I said at the tour, for me, it's about I really like racing my bike, and I'd love to win a stage again. And yeah, to win a stage, it'd make the race a complete success for myself, and then we'd move on for the World Championships.
Was that one of the highlights of your career? I mean, obviously, winning Liège-Bastogne-Liège would have been a huge highlight, and the tour of Catalonia this year. But winning that stage in the Tour de France this year, was that huge for you?
Oh, definitely. I think it's definitely it's opened everybody's eyes as to what we've achieved in our cycling this year, and it's obviously winning Liège-Bastogne-Liège. In cycling circles, it's a huge success and a huge victory. But winning the Tour de France, it's a huge success on a world scale as far as the general public. And yeah, I mean, just to achieve that, something that a lot of guys never get to do, and a stage of the Tour. I mean, there's only 10 guys won the Tour, so 10, 11 guys. I can't remember, but yeah, it's a really big thing. And looking back, it's a very fond memory.
Nobody from the podium of the Tour de France involved in this race. No Chris Froome, no Quintana, no Richie Porte, no Alberto Contador this year, but still a lot of very good contenders for the GC. Who would you see as the main contenders here this year?
Obviously, Nibali. He's one of the only guys who won the Giro d'Italia this year, and he's coming in fresher than everybody else. I think everybody else has done the Tour de France, so you're going to see a contrast in preparations as far as Nibali. He's been preparing, thinking about this race 2-3 months, whereas the guys have been focused for the Tour de France and have done the same kind of program as me, just rested since then. And now they're coming back to race, like Valverde and Joaquin Rodriguez as well. They're obviously, I think you've got the three podium contenders right there, but yeah, obviously if they falter, I mean, they'll be there to pick up the pieces a bit, you know. And yeah, the aim is just to try and stage. And definitely got the capability and the capacity to be able to do that.
In terms of climbers, no Quintana, but you do have other Colombians there who can climb pretty well.
Yeah, the Sky guys, Iran and Henao, and then Betancourt for Asia Tour. So yeah, it's gonna be. There's definitely, if you have a route that's actually climbs, there's gonna be a climbers peloton, and it's gonna make a really competitive and exciting race. I think. I mean, the Vuelta is normally one of the most exciting races on the calendar, due to the shorter stage lengths and really aggressive profile course. I mean, there's 13 hilltop finishes. So for myself, that's at least 13 opportunities to try and snatch a stage. And it's a lot more open than the Tour de France. And I think it takes a lot more risk because you've got a lot more days to get back to any time that you lose when you. As I've said before as well, the Tour de France is definitely a race that's got very high stakes, and as well as guys are willing to put it on the line a little bit more to lose their 6th or 7th on general classification to try and move up. As a Tour, that's not the case.
The Tour itself, Tour de France, must have been very frustrating for you because you had the great high of the stage win, you were in the top 10, and then all of a sudden illness struck. It must have been really frustrating.
It wasn't. I mean, obviously looking back now, it was more frustrating for the case that I couldn't try and win another stage. I really felt that my legs were getting better and better, and going into the final week, my opinion is that I was in better condition than I was in the first week when I won the stage. So I was very optimistic about trying to snatch another stage and move up on the general classification. And I think I would have been easily in the top 10 on general classification comparative if I hadn't got sick. But no, I'm not one to say ifs or buts, but what I have done is prove that I'm capable of finishing the 10 in the Tour, and that's definitely going to give me confidence going into this race and all Grand Tours in the future. So I know now that I can race competitively over 3 weeks and race aggressively too. So I'm not one to look back. I'm just happy that I won my stage early in the race, and I think everybody's going to forget that I actually got sick and just remember that stage win.
I would have thought it was also disappointing because the fact that of the timing of the illness, you got sick just before the Alpe d'Huez stage, and there was this huge Irish support waiting for you and for your cousin Nicholas on Alpe d'Huez.
Yeah, exactly. But as always, the Irish fans, I mean, we get the best support in the peloton, you know, and it's the support through thick and thin, and we're very grateful for that. I mean, even I think there's a massive appreciation for the fact that we were doing our best, and if I could have been at the front, I would have been. And but I think there's a recognition that I was obviously sick. I was on a really bad day, or I was sick. Yeah, there was that understanding, and I'm very grateful for that. There was no questions asked, you know. But yeah, I mean, that's the nature of stage racing, though. I mean, I did 17 stages, and I was on general classification, and then you have 2 bad days because you're sick, and you lose everything, and it's. that's why these races, I think it's like a love-hate relationship with them, you know. So it's like 3 weeks hard work can be ruined in 1 day. So yeah, that's why running general classification is such a difficult task.
Now, you already know that in the 2014 season you're going to be leading the Garmin Sharp Challenge to the Giro, but interestingly, the Giro starts in Belfast next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's to be there. You know, it's an opportunity to race on home ground, and we never get as a World Tour peloton, we never get the chance to race in Ireland, and it's so yeah, it's going to be a massive event, and I'm already even looking forward to the route presentation in October. You know, it's just the start of a huge winter of anticipation for what's going to be a massive event in Irish sport next year.
I know you're focused on the race, you're focused on road racing in general, but there's another race going on that you might have some thoughts on. Any thoughts on the UCI presidency?
Yeah, obviously, I haven't really looked into it much, to be honest. I mean, bizarrely, I mean, as a professional cyclist, we don't really have much effect on who governs the sport, you know. So it's a strange situation. It's, I think, it's something that people will find hard to believe, that the actual people participating in the event, that the cyclists themselves, don't actually get to vote who governs the sport. So yeah, we don't have much say. We just have to wait and see what the outcome is and deal with it. But yeah, obviously we only know what we read in the press and what's happening there. And I guess we'll just have to just see what happens in the elections, if the election takes place.
Anyway, the very best of luck on the race itself, and it's going to be 3 weeks, three very, very tough weeks, but hopefully you will come through, and hopefully you will go on to even better things in the World Championships afterwards. Dan Martin, thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
Yeah, thank you. I hope we'll get to talk again when I'm on the stage.